welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am terribly grateful. Very grateful. Terrible probably wasn't a very good adjective there, was it? Anyway, I'm very grateful that you chose to be with me on this February the 8th day, 2025. I've got this weekend, I've got some real wonderful questions. I mean, just what I call my dilly whopper questions. And these are things that people send to me that they've obviously put some thought into. And that that in itself is kind of rare that people would take that time. And I am very, very grateful. First question comes from Fred. And he does not tell me where he lives. He just says the Midwest. Why does God do what he does? I don't understand. Are we that bad that we should be punished with such things as fire and weather and famine and war? Why doesn't he do something about all this? We can't be that bad, he said. Fred, this your whole premise is not focused on the reality of the given situation. We assume there is this God that is a man like you and me. And this has been purported to humankind through all sorts of religious means. So it just goes on and on and on. It doesn't really mean anything. It's not true. But human beings need a God with skin on. And that's the only way they can understand the nature of a higher presence, a higher being. That's what they call it. But really, none of that is true. Absolutely none of that is true at all. God is not a man. He is not a persona. He does not have a personality. He is not a he. He is not a she. The presence of God is love. Now, it may not look like love to you and me here on earth, what we see happening, but that's by our own doing. And to assume that there is someone in charge of this world, this lifetime, that is based in the premise of a persona, a personality, an ego, a whatever, is really assumptive. And it is not true. It takes a great deal of effort to awaken inwardly, to learn how to awaken inwardly. In this awakening, we find that nothing is the way we thought it was, or were told it was, or believed that it was. And because we lived in that manner, that spirit of thinking that God's a man, I mean, how utterly egotistical it is to think that we have come to believe that there is a man, a God. And I know you're going to say, well, Jesus referred to God as our Father. I understand all that. But how could he explain the bigger picture? How could he do that when everybody was the way they are? I am a teacher. And I go and teach. And I have students and I have looky-loos that come and they go, of course, because I don't fulfill their ideal of what it is to be a teacher of the way and not propose the idea that there is this God, this man that's in charge of everything. And I just don't do that. The Tao is very important. It is the nature of life. It is the nature of living. It's the nature of being. And that's why I teach the Tao, because it does not have any beginning and it has no end. It is not about what is right and it is not about what is wrong. It is how things happen, how things manifest, how things occur in this world. and how beautiful that all is. But we don't use that great energy, that great beauty for goodness. We're ignorant and arrogant and willful, to say the least. And we think we know everything based on our intellectual prowess, which is very, very limited. And we kind of make up this idea of a God that better not cry, you better not mess up, because I'm telling you why. God knows, and Santa Claus. It's that ridiculous. Really, it is. To understand the nature of God is to understand the nature of silence, of love. And the quieter you are, the more silent you are, the less you indulge in your mind and its many thoughts and aspirations. The more you do that, the deeper will be your experience in love. If you really want to know the presence that permeates everything in this universe, you have to abide by it. You have to go into harmony with it. Now, this can't be done with the Fred mind, the Greg mind. Our minds are based in the totality of our skin, our biology, our literal mindedness. So we don't go very far with any of that. We just don't. And the effort to awaken spiritually or to awaken in meditation is not something we're much interested in. And to be honest with you, Fred, to be very honest with you, most people can't do it. 99% of the people that I know just can't do it. Why? Because they have trained their mind to live in the confines of conventional belief like you have, and to believe in whatever touches the skin is reality. We live from the skin, and we live from the skin out, and we live from the skin in, and that is the wrong premise. To truly understand the nature of the way, you have to work from the heart, the authentic heart. And that is only found through meditation. I give my students three things to work on. They don't do it because they're crippled. They're mentally ill. They have terrible problems with their minds, terrible problems, and they're impulsive. The three things I give them is to live simply, not to complicate their life with their desires, their ambition, their assumptions, their pride, to move into the next phase. And if they do this, it will be very helpful. And it's hard for people to do this, to sit quietly, to sit in the presence of something that is greater than their thoughts could be. This is very, very difficult for people. Meditation is very, I give them beautiful meditations. I mean beautiful. But they're not simple. They don't live in the solitude. And that's the second thing I give them, to live in the solitude. Now, to say what? Solitude of what? Of quiet. The solitude of being uncomplicated. The solitude of kindness and compassion. Not to be influenced by those around us that speak very loudly and hoist up the flag of self-righteousness. And the last, of course, is silence. Most people just can't deal with the silence. They can't be alone with themselves, and they can't deal with the silence of being alone with themselves. So with that, it makes it impossible for the manner of the way to happen. I don't know if I helped you, sweet man. I really don't, but that's my answer for now. And maybe one day I'll answer it in a different way and help you again. So if this doesn't clarify things, you know my email, just let me know and I'll try again for you a little bit here. I'm out of here. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.